Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Martavis, he's back. He talks.
It's like football shape. I mean, I'm in great shape outside of football, but, you know, it's different when you got people pulling on you and running with pads. So just got to come out here and run hard every day, and I'll be fine.
All right, what's the deal with this guy? What do we expect from him? You know, we've talked about all the off-the-field issues, and I know that Martavis kind of discussion is only can only go so far. You just got to see him out on the field. But what do we – forget the off-the-field stuff, which is hard to do. But what can we expect from him on the field? And also, Jim, when you had your eyes on him, did he just look like how he's always looked yesterday at practice?
He looked okay. I think that soundbite you just heard, I think that pretty much tells the story. He's out there running around, and when they're doing the one-on-one stuff, he looks okay. But his time—you can just tell his timing. His timing's off a little bit, and just getting used to having guys cover him. And man, there's a lot of grabbing in these drills that they do.
Grab. That's all you do is grab.
And I don't know how many of those would be called if they're going to bring the officials back again this week at some point. I wouldn't be surprised if they did. But there's contact out there, and then you get 7-on-7.
All right, Martavis.
And then you go 11. No, but then you go 11-on-11. No, I'm talking about him, because then he's running crossing routes over the middle. You got to time it out with the other receivers. There's traffic there with linebackers dropping and defensive backs covering. So it's just a matter of getting back into the swing of things there. But there's, to me anyway, there's no reason to believe that he's not going to be able to get out there and be the deep threat and the counter to Antonio Brown that'll make both of those guys better.
I expect him to be a total game changer. I've thought about this over the weekend. I expect him to be one of the most potent players on offense in the NFL. Maybe that's too much, but that's my expectation of him now.
Well, you got AB. He's going to play at a high level. You got Ben, who's the best at his game. You got Le'Veon, who's the best in his game. Martavis just can be that under the radar kind of Kessel type thing, fly under the radar, be a big star.
But I don't think he can fly under the radar. How does a guy like that fly under the radar?
Because if you're a defensive coordinator, you're going to focus on Bell, you're going to focus on AB. I mean, you're not allowed to have 27 guys on the defensive side of the ball. You're going to have to pick and choose your poison. AB is someone that you have to pay attention to right away, and Le'Veon Bell is a guy that you have to pay attention to right away, where Martavis is going to be someone like, geez, you're going to single coverage that guy?
I also think Bryant is, I think he has grown up. And Ramon Foster spoke to us about that when we had him on a couple weeks ago. And there's, just, I don't know, just, and maybe I'm reading too much into this, or maybe I'm seeing something I want to see. But for example, a lot of guys in his situation coming back from a suspension, and the way things go here, you see it, the veterans all walk off the field. They have a choice. They can walk past the media where we're allowed to stand, or they can take golf carts back up to where we can't go. And most of the guys take the golf carts. And but, you know, being his first day back, Bryant came over and talked to everybody. And, you know, was it groundbreaking, earth-shattering? No, but it was just a routine kind of a thing where, look, let's get this out of the way now. And but you ask him a question, he looks you right in the eye when he answers it. And I can't remember how he dealt with that kind of stuff before, but he, you know, there's just something different about him off. This is off the field kind of stuff, and if that translates into on the field and realizing that, you know, the chance that he has, that this team has, and that he is a big part of it, of this Steeler offense being what everybody hopes it'll be, maybe expects it to be, I think he's ready to embrace that challenge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.